Welcome back to the big show, everybody. My name is Cameron, and this is Contact Talk Radio, and we're here with Phyllis Light, Ph., the author of a great little book called Prince Charming Lives.
And she's also the inventor of these great little
rejuvenizers.
That's right.
So you're an internationally known intuitive healer and personal growth counselor, and in the past couple of weeks I've been to a couple of different events. I found about four or five people wearing the rejuvenizers.
Terrific.
When I asked them about them, I was wearing mine. I didn't tell them who I was. I was just asking them about them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that it's the best thing they ever bought because they work around the electronic equipment all the time now.
Yep.
Without headaches, without anything affecting them.
Mm-hmm. I got chills. That's wonderful.
And, of course, I wear mine quite a bit because we're always in the studio, you know.
Sure.
And whenever I'm wearing mine, women always come up to me and go, oh, that is so pretty. Is that Mother of Pearl? No, it's my protector.
Talk about a little bit about what you do.
Sure. Well, I call my work telepathic healing. I've been given the ability to clear negative programming in the subconscious mind that causes people problems, emotional problems, mental problems, physical problems, relationship problems, money problems, the whole, you know, everything. And the beauty is I can do it at a distance.
Mm.
So that's the telepathic part. In other words, it doesn't matter where someone is, I can do a read on what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the beauty about it is not only, it's not just a psychic reading per se,
right?
You know, where I give the people a bunch of information, say, good luck. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's more like being able to tune into exactly what's going on within a person that's causing them problems, and then being able to pull out that negativity at the root.
Mm.
So in other words, it's kind of very advanced therapy because, for example, if someone has a pain in their colon, let's say, I would tune in and I would find the what I call the thought form or the energy that's causing the pain. It might be a place in their life where they're having trouble letting go. Certainly the colon represents holding on versus letting go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have an issue around letting go, then we might find some energy. I'm afraid to let go because I'll have nothing, or, you know, fear of loss. Whereas, guess what? In life, we are often faced with the need to let go. I mean,
yeah,
that's part of life, you know. So the idea is I would go in and clear the programming, the negativity around being afraid to let go. Now, for example, this negativity could come from 5, 10, 15 lifetimes ago. It could be an old piece. I call it the old negativity is coming up for review.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is it gives the person an opportunity to work through it here and now. And what I find is probably 99% of all the thoughts that go through our head are just a reflection of an old script from many lifetimes ago. So I tell people, do your best not to believe your thoughts. We get in trouble when we have a thought and we go, oh, you know, this is true or this is real, and then we run with it.
Mm-hmm.
And in truth, it's just some old piece of programming that came through our brain, and we have the choice to go, stop, cancel that one, or I retract that one, or I don't want to go there because that's not going to serve me. I don't want to create that. So my work helps people to essentially uncreate the lives they have before them, especially the problematic areas, and then recreate their lives by putting in new programming into the subconscious so that they are no longer creating the same old junk.
What do you find the most that people want to hang on? Is there a general perception of what people are hanging on to, or is it really individually basis?
Well, I think there's some basic sort of what I call thought forms in the collective,
mm-hmm.
you know, where everyone sort of shares this collective soup of negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
We also have positive energy, certainly, in the collective, but I'm focusing on the negativity because I'm focusing on how to help people, you know, climb out of the problematic situations they're in. So I would say one of them is, I don't know if I can be happy for too long. You know, it's like happiness doesn't last. So people are sometimes afraid to get too happy because they're afraid, you know, you've heard the expression, the other shoe may drop.
Right.
Well, you think of the times that you laugh so hard that you actually start crying, and you actually start crying because it is a relief.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you think about, for me, I think about that aspect of it. It's like, okay, well, I'm really, really happy right now. Are you right? Is the shoe going to drop?
Right. And it's kind of in a collective. It's been there for eons. So this is the kind of things that I work with people to help them undo, you know, any kind of fears. I think at a very, very deep level, people are afraid to let go of the deepest parts of themselves that they know because it's familiar. A very simple case in point. Let's take a woman who has been abused by her husband. This is kind of classic knowledge. if you can get that woman away from her husband, you know, by intervention, usually without major therapy, one of two things will happen. Either she'll go back to the same guy who will keep abusing her, or she'll find another guy to abuse her.
Exactly like him. Right, it's true.
And logically, you say, well, that's ridiculous. Here's her break. Why couldn't she get away? Well, the problem is she doesn't have an identity around someone who is treated with love and respect by men. She knows who she is as someone who's abused. Therefore, that's familiar. She has a very deep identity around being abused. So oddly enough, it's safe and familiar and comfortable. It's not threatening. Whereas the idea is to let go of that would feel threatening to her because she doesn't know who she is in the new situation. Which is why we keep recreating the same old stuff. So I go in and help to clear that energy, that fear of change, that fear of becoming something different, that fear of, you know, letting go of how it's been.
Right. Let me ask you, Phyllis, when you say you go in, are you going into your own being to find this, to find the blockages for these people?
How does this work for
you? How does it work for you, yeah.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if I've ever really thoroughly analyzed what I do. What I do is, let's say I have a session coming up with a person. People call me from all over the world, actually, mostly this country, but I have some clients in other countries. And they'll call me, and I'll tune in. For the first session, I tune in advance. They send me their issues. They send me, I have this problem or that problem or whatever the situation. And I sit there and tune in and kind of ask my higher self, ask my guides, like, what do we need to clear here? What will allow this person to move forward on their spiritual path, because this is really a spiritual thing. It's not just problem solving. It's helping people to grow spiritually. It's helping them to be all that they can be, to really transform themselves at a deep level.
Mm-hmm.
But I start with, what do we need to clear? What blocks are here? And then I just kind of hear them in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually use a computer. I used to do it by hand. I found it's easier on a computer. And I just sit there and type out this whole picture that comes to me in my head. So I kind of hear words. I kind of feel energy. You know, I can feel, oh, there's this, you know, anger that's stuck there. Or sometimes I see things. So it's kind of multidimensional, you know, where I kind of pick up information just by tuning into the person. And then when the person calls, it's almost like I put myself on the shelf and I'm there being with the person, even though it's on the phone, energetically it's right there with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of watch what goes on within me. I mean, sometimes I might have a pain in my throat and it's not my pain, it's the person who I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden I'll say, no, wait, stop, something's going on. I have a pain in my throat and I know it's not me because I put myself on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't be able to do this work if I hadn't cleared myself to a certain point. So in other words, I know that what I'm picking up is a person. I've worked on myself for many, many years before I was able to do this in this way.
There, and, you know, this is interesting to bring this up because you really have to know yourself and know how you're feeling before you start doing something, because you could pick up somebody's energy and think it's yours and not really be able to tune into the person objectively.
Well, I tell you what happened for me. This is, I mean, I don't know if people will be interested, but it's kind of interesting. You know, it's not like I was born able to do this. I mean, I was just born miserable, hating life and going, what am I doing here? I mean, you know, I was really searching for how to climb out of my misery, and that's kind of why I was attracted to all this. But basically, many, many years ago, I've been doing this work for a long time, but many, many years ago, people would come to me. I used to live in Southern California, and at that time I was working in person before it got to be long distance. And people would come to me, and I'd work on them, and they'd feel better, happier. They'd leave my home feeling just great, and I would be totally wasted. So at that time, I was taking on their stuff, and I used to pray, surely you haven't given me these gifts so I could kill myself, because I felt like I was helping people and killing myself. So it was a process for me. It wasn't like my work was separate from my life. You know, we all have issues. So my issue was to learn how to help other people in a way that wasn't wiping me out.
Mm.
So for many years, I've had the opportunity to perfect this ability so that not only could I help other people, but it wouldn't be a drain on me. You know, so it's been quite a process. I mean, I've been at this probably 30 years. I started when I was pretty young. And
It must feel weird, though, when you first started, because this is not the norm thing to do in life. You know, what society perceives as being normal to do, this is... It back 30 years ago would probably be very abnormal, or, you know, what are you thinking?
Well, I would say for the first 20 years, my mother kept saying, get a real job.
Oh, no.
No, but I hung in there because I knew that I could really help people, and at this point she's finally stopped saying that.
Did it scare you to do this kind of work?
Pardon me?
Did it ever scare you to do this kind of work? Like, really, you know, some people that work in this field.
Or was it just natural?
Well, Since you're asking, I'll go there. I would say about maybe 15 to 20 years ago, I ran into a condition, and you know, I pray that what comes out of my mouth during this kind of show is the right thing for people to hear, so I'm just going to flow with it and trust it. But there's one thing that I found called ritualistic abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And I met some people in San Diego who had this experience this lifetime. Often what I see is past life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady's parents were the head of a cult, and it was very intense and very scary. And there was a time when I was huddled in my house, in a corner, kind of praying, I won't heal anyone else. I won't work on anyone else. I won't write my book. Just leave me alone. I mean, it was scary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was scary. Because I felt like the presence of dark forces, and at that time I felt very small and didn't know what to do about it.
Mm.
Well, here we are 15 to 20 years later. Now when someone calls up, I might say, oh, yes, there was some ritualistic abuse in a past life. Oh, we can clear that, no problem. So now it's like piece of cake. In other words, it's something I've seen, I've experienced. It's very nasty. It's not nice, mm-hmm. but I no longer fear it. So that was my biggest fear when I was working many years ago because I didn't know what to do. Now it's like I've developed what I call spiritual muscle. You know, where it's like you go in, you know you're strong, and you can just clear that stuff, and it's not going to affect you. I used to clear that kind of thing, and there would be like a boomerang effect. There would be something in the person's energy field that said, whoever tries to clear this will now have problems.
Mm-hmm.
And for a few years when I would run into people with this situation, I would clear something in them, and then there would be some kind of time bomb or alarm or booby trap or something that went off in me because I tried to help them. I've learned to overcome that. So now I ask for the things to be safely removed, so the person's safe, I'm safe, and you know, now it's just, like I said, many years in the field, I've been able to tackle the scariest stuff, so I don't have any fears anymore.
Well, it's my understanding that those individuals who are dowsers and clearers, just taking it to that perspective, can have a short shelf life because of not being able to get out of the way and putting themselves up on a shelf and having that spiritual muscle, if you will, like,
right.
As you said.
I would say the biggest challenge for anyone in this field is to really continue to work on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when people find that they have a gift, they think there can be a little ego in there where it's like, oh, I can do this, and then they just are so excited about doing that, but then they forget themselves.
Right.
And you have to keep working on yourself, otherwise you fall into a trap.
Well, it's interesting because do you ever go with the perspective of the energy? It just is energy. It's not yours. It's not mine. It's just energy that we tap into as a collective and clear it from that perspective.
Well, sure. I no longer run it through myself. You know, I'm able to hear and feel and sense things within my own being,
mm-hmm.
but I don't take on their energy.
Right.
You know, I think the important thing here is that this work that I do is very transformational. Really, what I find in working with, you know, many, many, many people out there the past, you know, 20, 30 years, is that we all really want to transform to something higher, something better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in America, they're always trying to do advertising, you know, do this better or better. You know, there's a natural tendency to want to improve and to evolve and to be better. Well, mm-hmm. the better doesn't really come from better car, better house, better smile, you know, better teeth color. I mean, the better comes from really clearing the old negativity that's been burying us for so long,
mm-hmm.
you know, under thoughts of being not good enough and not okay and not happy and all this kind of thing, and really coming out the other side, loving yourself and honoring yourself and cherishing yourself and knowing that you deserve to have a good life. And this is the way that I help people to really be more of who they are on an ongoing basis.
Mm. You know, I find this really fascinating because with along the lines of what you're doing, you've really expanded yourself over the past 20 years, and you've allowed to open up to the different capabilities of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, a lot of people like yourself are at that point in our society now. You're hearing and seeing more and more of healers coming out of the closet, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
because they're understanding that with the new scientific research about how energy is, there's no distance between energy. There's no energy is not the same as we used to know it 30 years ago.
Right.
You know, and even healing modes are you're seeing more mainstream doctors using this type of healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really need to. Let me tell you, sometimes I get messages, like a cosmic message. Once in a while I post them on my website, and sometimes I just send out an email to everyone on my email list and let them know the latest. But I got a message that around mid to end of March, it's kind of in the past 2.5 to 3 months, the energy on the planet has gotten more intense. In other words, cosmic energy, energy from God, it's that the energy has gotten more intense, and what it's doing is kind of rattling people's cages more. You know, it's almost bringing up more stuff for review. It's pushing people's buttons more. They said many people will be popping. Like, in other words, your stuff is just so much, you just kind of pop inside. And they said the purpose is to get people to wake up and to look inside. In other words, when your external environment, there's really not that much going on except for you're having this incredible emotional reaction to it. It's like the person will stop and go, wait, what's going on in me?
Right.
The purpose is to help people look inside. So I think that's why there's so many, you know, people showing up who can help, because we need that help.
Yeah.
You know, we need extra work. We need to really start looking inside and telling the truth and letting go of that which no longer serves us.
Well, it's time. And by the way, if you want more information about Phyllis Light, you'd want to go to her website. It's www.lighthealing.com. And she's the author of a book called Prince Charming Lives, Finding the Love of Your Life. And we're actually going to be giving away a couple of books a little bit later on in the show.
We've got Marion from Federal Way online, too.
Okay. Hello, Marion.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Well, please go ahead and say hello to Phyllis and ask your question.
Phyllis.
Hi, Marion.
I'm so glad to hear your healing work.
Okay.
I've got something I'm curious about.
Okay. Can you pick up a little bit?
I've had ongoing neck tension, and in the springtime I have toes that sometimes burn. Right now I've got one on each foot, and I'm wondering if this is coming from the neck.
Your toes that burn?
Yep. I have a little one on the left foot and a big toe on the right foot. And sometimes this happens in the springtime.
Okay, hold on. I'll just share with you what went through my mind real quickly as you were talking.
Okay.
Neck issues often are inability to see things from a different point of view. It's like being stubborn.
Okay.
You know, the astrological sign Taurus rules the neck. And
okay,
one of
this
the,
is from injuries, though. So.
Huh?
I've had neck injuries.
Okay. And so a lot of times there's some stubbornness, and feet often represent our connection to God.
Uh-huh.
And I just, you know, putting the two together, there might be some issues there around sort of being mad at God for not coming through for you,
huh.
You know, and almost not being willing to let that go.
Okay.
And I feel like it's not this lifetime.
All right.
About 9 lifetimes old.
Huh.
So what I would do, short of calling me to clear it, would be, you know, to start forgiving yourself for being angry at God,
mm-hmm.
start forgiving yourself for thinking God didn't come through for you, because, you know, a lot of times from our perspective, we think God didn't come through for us. The truth is God is always there for us, coming through for us. So it's like some old misunderstanding.
Okay. Hmm. Very interesting.
So there's my bottom line, but there's some work you got to do there.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Great.
Yeah. And
thank
feel
you.
Free, you know, if you want to call my office, maybe we could give the office phone number. I mean,
absolutely.
Certainly
okay.
I can help you clear it. I mean, that's what I do in my work.
Phyllis, why don't you go ahead and give that phone number out right now?
Okay. It's 512-301-2999.
Okay, one more time.
512-301-2999.
Great.
Great. We'll make sure we
Marion, thanks
you.
So much for calling
Thank
in.
You.
Thanks,
okay.
Marion. Let's talk about how the Rejuvenizer came about.
Well, as a function of my work, you know, I talked about being able to clear negative programming in the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that evolved over the years was my ability to look at a person and see when certain things weren't functioning right in their energy field. Like I could look at a person and see holes in their energy field, or see indents, or see punctures, or see different kinds of damage. And then I realized my work was not just about clearing subconscious programming, which is major, but it was also about repairing a person, helping a person get back to normal. I look at a person and I can see torques in the body. I can see places where the energy field is frayed, and all kinds of stuff. And the idea is our energy field, the energy around us, is the blueprint for the physical. So when the energy field gets damaged, guess what? We have physical problems.
Mm.
So headaches and you know, eye strain and just all this stuff is actually starts in the subtle energy field around us. Now, in today's world, what happens is our subtle energy field is so bombarded by so many foreign frequencies and negative energies, it's unbelievable. Mm. See, when I look at a person and see all this damage, I can repair it. But what happens is you put a person in front of a computer and they get damaged again. Mm. You put them on a cell phone and they get damaged again.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rejuvenizer was born out of this desire to help people stay normalized in their energy field. You know, you can call me and as a one-time shot I can fix everything, you know, energetically, but then you go back to life and it throws you off again. So the Rejuvenizer started as a way to continually protect people from electromagnetic fields, computers, microwaves, TVs, satellites, just all the stuff in our world that's continually bombarding us. And what it does is it puts a solid field around you so that your own particular energy field is no longer damaged. People find they start getting healthier, they start feeling happier. In other words, we're all running around like under attack almost,
mm-hmm.
but we don't know it consciously. Unconsciously, we feel it. We know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, so people know this, except for, you know, they say, well, we can't prove it scientifically. Well, we all know that there's an energetic reality that it takes science a while to catch up to. You know, that a lot of times, in fact, there's a, in Italy, I know Lucia, you have a
yeah.
in Italy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole thing going on where the Vatican has been broadcasting very powerful radio frequencies for many years, about 50
right,
years.
Right.
And these people in a suburb in Rome are getting cancer. Many, many people are getting cancer. And they're suing the Vatican. I don't know where it is now. I heard this maybe, you know, last year, but I don't know where it is at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They're suing the Vatican, and the Vatican is saying, sorry, there's no proof that our frequencies are doing this to you. And the people in the suburb of Rome are saying, hey, people are dying. That's proof enough.
Mm.
So we have one of those things where science hasn't yet proven, and yet many people are experiencing problems with frequencies.
Mm.
The thing that really scares me is little kids right now, they're growing up using computers.
Mm-hmm.
Many little kids are using cell phones, and they live in a world where, I mean, they do Game Boys.
Yep.
When I grew up, you know, we played with Tinker Toys and building blocks and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. The non-electronic equipment.
Right. And now what happens is any kind of electronic equipment, any kind of battery-powered
mm-hmm.
equipment, and you look at all toys, they either have a battery or some mm-hmm. kind of electric thing.
Yeah.
They all create a negative electromagnetic field, which then damages the human energy field. And you put yourself around those artificial fields long enough, you know, someone who sits in front of a computer all day.
Yeah.
Or talk to a cell phone all day. You're talking major problems.
Well, Phyllis, you know something? I just gave the rejuvenizer to Lee. He's our engineer, who works out of the studio here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee, you put the rejuvenizer on around your neck.
Yeah, yeah.
And how does it feel?
It was kind of strange. I mean, I don't know if it was self-fulfilling or that I expected to feel a little tingling in my shoulders and down my arms
mm-hmm.
as I put it on, and it's right across my solar plexus right now. But
yes.
That's
the stuff clearing out. That's the old charge that you've picked up clearing out of your body.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful.
I sit in front of the computer almost 12, 13 hours a day, and I do still feel a little, and as I say, maybe it's because of the thrill of talking with Phyllis,
but I
do feel that.
Well, yeah, don't doubt your experience. It's real. Now, some people don't feel it right away because most of us don't feel that we're being bombarded. You know, we can't feel the bombardment. I used to walk around going, ow, I get pains in my head, and I could tell satellite frequency, microwave frequency. I mean, I could tell what was hitting me.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I walk around, no problem, no pains in my head. Now, once in a while, I'll get a pain in my head, and I'll tune into what that is, and I'll get maybe 13 or 14 different frequencies hit me all at the same time in that one place in my head.
You know, it's interesting that, Lee, that you were saying there that, and Phyllis, because... Lee, Lucia, when you were on the phone, he put the rejuvenizer on.
I saw him. I saw him start
to
tingle.
He
was checking himself out.
Checking himself out. But first, you know, this is interesting because, you know, you mentioned don't doubt your experience. And I think that this is a key for a lot of people is that they're so not used to feeling things that when they do feel something, they doubt if it's real.
Right. Well, that's a really good point. And I think the reason why people aren't used to feeling things is because if you could really feel what's going on in your body, you'd be like me for the past, you know, 15 years going, ow, you know.
Oh, sure.
You can feel the damage. So what happens is most people kind of retreat from their bodies, go into their heads, hang out in their heads, and then it's sort of safe, but it's not really safe because the body's still getting dinged, the body's still getting damaged. So what happens is, as you, the rejuvenizer helps you to feel safer being in your body because you no longer feel under attack. It's wonderful. It's absolutely a godsend. It really helps people turn their lives around. Now, some people who don't feel it immediately will feel it over time. You know, it's like a week or two goes by and you go, wow, you know, usually by this time in the afternoon I'm exhausted. Now I have plenty of energy. So it's something that sort of, you know, creeps up on you if you're not able to feel the energy per se.
Well, so I'd like to ask a question, if I may. Just from my own experience right here, right now, this energy that's contained in this material, is it the crystal itself, or is it the design or the color that you would attribute any properties to?
Right. Well, what I did is I chose a material. It took me many years to find the material that I wanted to use for these. I chose a material that was natural, and it didn't have really properties of its own. It wasn't like a crystal, so that it didn't have its own vibration. And what it is I encoded it with very specific healing frequencies and functions to do the job that needs to be done. So consequently, I'm always upgrading it. So people who have a rejuvenizer and who have had them for the past 14 years, I actually put new frequencies in all the time when I run into some new satellite system or some new virus or some new, you know, when SARS came out, my guides told me to add a bunch of new functions to the rejuvenizer to protect people from that. You know, the monkeypox, I added new protection in the rejuvenizer. I mean, every time I hear some new, you know, weird thing on the planet, I add new functions. My intention is to help protect people as much as possible from all the different weird things going on today.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. If you don't think that radio waves can affect you, how many times have you driven underneath power lines when you're driving on the highway and your radio goes crackly?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you don't know why it goes crackly because you can't see it. But we walk through radio waves, we walk through microwaves, we walk through satellites.
Well, they're going constantly.
Yeah.
You think about if our body is made up of energy, which it is, it's all energy. It's a dense form of energy. However, energy can move through energy. So, you know, it makes complete sense that we're having radio waves, microwaves, Earth gamma rays that are coming up because of whatever geological is going on in the Earth as well.
Right. For example, I have someone, a contractor friend, who had an immune system disorder, and he works around, you know, electrical equipment and has cell phone glued to his head all the time, and he lives in today's world, which we're getting bombarded by this stuff all the time, and usually what happens is the immune system is the first to go. When all these energies hit us, often the immune system is the first to kind of dysfunction,
well,
as a result of all these immune system problems.
Well,
allergies, I mean, allergies are like common, which is crazy. You don't have to have allergies. So anyway, what I had the rejuvenizer do, because of my healing abilities, I asked the rejuvenizer to correct the body from any damage that was done to electromagnetic fields. So it not only protects you from further damage, which would be good, but it actually starts healing and repairing from past damage.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular person had an immune system disorder called sarcoid, and the doctor said he needed to take steroids, and there was nothing they could do. And he got a rejuvenizer, and 4 months later, he went back to the doctor. They said, you don't need steroids. You're free and clear of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that it will heal your disease. Certainly I can't go on record as saying that. But I've designed it to start to heal and repair the body from damage from electromagnetic fields.
Mm.
I had two people go into remission from cancer after having the rejuvenizer for a month. So in other words, it actually starts restoring the body to normal before it got damaged by all these fields, which we're all up against all the time.
Mm. You know, and you mentioned the immune system. Why is it that the immune system is the first to go when we talk about this, the energetically our immune system breaking down? Why is it the first thing to go?
Well, you know, I just have to conjecture. I mean, I'm not coming from a scientific place per se, but the immune system helps the body fight infection and fight foreign things. I mean, the immune system keeps us healthy. So picture your energy field is being bombarded by thousands of frequencies constantly. So what happens is the immune system is doing its best to keep you healthy. It's fighting, it's fighting, it's fighting, and finally it just goes, I give up. So it's like it's the first to go because it's the fighter against problems. And when these frequencies hit you, parts of the body start to dysfunction. And the immune system is kind of on constant alert, so I think it's just overworking.
So it's just overworked, and it gets so tired that it just collapses.
Right. I have a great story about, I mean, it's not great in terms of, you know, happy, but a story about what happened in Germany. I had a client from Germany call me. This was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, what's really weird is this past year, all these Germans, I mean, like every German I know has gotten allergies, like out of the blue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I heard, she says, what's that about? And I heard in my head, you know, my guys are helping me. I heard in my head, satellite dishes. I said to her, satellite dishes. She said, oh, that's so weird that you say that. She goes, every German has put a satellite dish on their house this past year.
Oh, interesting.
I was like, no one is talking to everyone else.
Yeah.
But guess what? All those frequencies, their body couldn't deal with it. They're breaking down, and allergies is the first sort of sign of an immune system problem.
Well, let me ask you, Phyllis, and short of not having a TV, would you recommend people having satellite dish or cable? If you're going to have a TV with cable, are you going to have... do you recommend cable or do you recommend satellite?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Without the protection of the rejuvenizers, it's all heavy. It's all intense.
Right.
But my thing is not bag civilization and go move to the desert or the woods and
right.
do without that stuff. That's not my thing. My thing is my devices are very inexpensive. I have the personal that you put on the body.
Mm-hmm.
I have a set of four that you put around the four corners of the home and one on the breaker box. I mean, it's like under $200 to protect your whole house. It's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is get whatever you want. Just make sure you have protection.
Right.
You know, but I tell you what, a very interesting thing happened to me. I got Roadrunner. Roadrunner is the cable, high-speed cable modem. I don't know what it's called out there. I mean, DSL or
DSL or whatever, yeah.
But what happened is, my house was totally protected with my devices, my rejuvenizers, and I got the cable modem, and I thought it was fine. I mean, I didn't know, but I started getting depressed. And I don't get depressed, because depression is when you can't clear your stuff. So,
right.
So all of a sudden, for 3 days, I was just going downhill. I was like, what's going on? And my assistant was feeling really bad, and my partner, who was very mellow, was getting irritated, and they were like, what's going on? Because I work out of my home, and the three of us hang out in my home. And what happened is all of a sudden it came to me that there was weird energy coming through the cable modem that was wiping us all out.
Wow.
And I got that, and I was able to put opposing frequencies in my rejuvenizers. Within 20 minutes, we were all fine. And I thought, my goodness, some people put that cable modem in, and then they raise children in that house. You know? I mean, people have no idea what they're up against.
Yeah.
My devices are designed to handle the energetic problems in today's world. And if there's some new problem that someone calls me, I will add new protection to the devices, and everyone who's gotten them for the, you know, over the past 14 years will get the protection.
More with Phyllis Light. Her website, of course, is lighthealing.com, and the phone number to call is 512-301-2999.
This book, folks, is just it's so fun and refreshing on how you present this information, removing obstacles that keep Prince or Princess Charming hidden from your view, opening your heart to more love, creating healthy, loving, supportive relationships, releasing subconscious blocks to greater intimacy. Now,
yeah.
This is a fantastic handbook for individuals to have who are on the quest for their Prince or Princess Charming.
Right. What the book does, actually, is it helps people to clear their negative programming around relationships. So that, in a way, it brings my work to them. It's not just an intellectual experience, but
mm-hmm.
I've actually encoded it to help people clear their issues while they read it. So a lot of people experience tremendous movement.
Yeah.
I had a lady who called me. She says, you know, it's really weird. I read the book. I wasn't really looking for someone. I'm married, but I was just looking to improve my life. And she said, I feel happier now in the past 2 weeks since I've read the book than I have in my whole life.
Oh, that is so great.
And the number to call directly is 512-301-2999. That's 512-301-2999. Or your website has information on it, too.
Website has plenty of information, and they can contact us via email through the website.
Right. Now, and the website is lighthealing.com. That's quite the website, Light Healing. How long did it take you to get that domain name?
Well, I thought about doing I workforgod.com, but I thought that might press too many buttons, so I just
lighthealing.com. Lighthealing.com, and you've got a lot of information on there, and you've actually got a newsletter that goes out every month, I think, right?
Well, I just have a lot of information, like what's new, you know, different discoveries.
Mm-hmm.
Like at one point, my guides told me there's a new satellite system in place on the planet that is wiping everyone's etheric body out, making everyone tired. So
right.
It's like now everyone's tired, and they don't realize it's some satellite thing that's, you know, happening.
Yeah.
So they told me to add new functions to protect people from that event. So, you know, I'm always on guard to help people as much as possible.
It's interesting. I've been watching Lee, and he's marking down your phone number because he's wearing the rejuvenizer, and I think it's having quite an effect on him.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It changes people's lives. It's so wonderful. You know, I can't begin to say. I mean, I can't tell you how many people. I have many of the testimonials. I've had them out for the past 14 years. It's really a function of 30 years of my work.
Right.
But I've had them out for 14 years, and I've had plenty of people write in. There's a great one. We just did a show in San Francisco, and this young man, he's 24. It's like he lit up in front of our very eyes, and he put one on, and within an hour, he said he just had this major spiritual transformation, and he had to have one, and it was such a blessing, and he really got it. I mean, we just like saw him light up, like go from a dark light bulb to a bright light bulb.
Right.
It's very wonderful, and there's plenty of information on, you know, we can send you some information. There's information on my website.
Yeah.
So just check it out if you have any interest, you know.
Okay.
You know, Phyllis, I wanted to make a mention to you real quick. The phone lines just lit up. After we just gave a little description of what was going on, people understanding who you are and what this is doing, I'm telling you, the phone lines were just one after the other. It's like they're loving this information.
Now,
so,
great. Now, if you also want to pick up a copy of the book as well, you're going to go to her website at lifehealing.com or give Phyllis a call at
512-301-2999.
That's great. Well, Phyllis, thank you very much for being on the show today.
Yeah,
and I'm hoping that you'll come back and join us again soon.
Yeah,